I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. Natural disasters obviously can strike anywhere at any time. The recent deadly tornado in Oklahoma is just one example and reminder of why we need to prepare for what might occur. Floods, earthquakes, high winds, wildfires. The Centers for Disease Control has posted a list on its website of what we should have on hand just in case. Here in Southern California, we have so many earthquakes, there's a lot of conversation about this, and most people at least have a battery-operated flashlight, extra batteries, first aid kit, not a bad idea to put one in your car as well, supply of prescription medication, a 3 to 5 day supply of food and water, and don't forget your pets as well, blankets, emergency numbers, insurance, doctors, relatives, perhaps a small stash of cash in small bills, and a battery or crank-operated radio. Of course, the final thing is some sort of plan that particularly you discuss with your kids, an evacuation plan, safety routes. You also need to remember about their importance. Belongings or documents. You may never need these things, but if you do, certainly much better to be ready. Centers for Disease Control has more information at cdc.gov. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew. Don't miss my next report at 1:13.